chatting there that you're going to have a job.
Yeah.
Tell you what. Rave reviews on the commentary.
Right. Yeah. Tell you what, how good was it to be back, especially in a side that had to scrap for the win today?
Yeah, delighted. So happy to be back. Like you said, playing in a side that managed to get the win today. I mean, it was nothing short of what we deserved throughout the game. We played well, I felt, from the first minute. Actually, no, probably the second minute.
Yeah, well, we're a little bit unlucky. I mean, the goal, the equaliser, it was a real blow. I mean, I'm not sure what Doyle said at half-time.
Well, there's nothing to say. I mean, I'll take a bit of a flack. I hit a dodgy crossfield pass, got cut out, and kind of stems from myself. I suppose Lawsy and Mez could have possibly closed down quicker, and Doyle knows he could have saved it 9 times out of 10. He will save that, and he produced an excellent save second half when we needed him again.
As far as you were concerned, stayed on for quite some time. We thought you might have a good hour in you, but you wouldn't have wanted to come off today.
No, I was enjoying it a lot. I always enjoy playing in front of... I still find it incredible when we take more fans than the home team.
There were 6,500 here today with 3,000, half the team.
I find it absolutely amazing. You know, I love playing in front of them, and especially when they're in full voice like that. And it was not just our rewards, it was the rewards for everyone that was here supporting us today.
Yep.
And when you were going to be subbed, you'd gone and hidden over in the far corner, hadn't you? Was that thinking that I'm just going to use up a, it's going to take me half an hour to walk off here?
Or? I thought that's the unwritten rule of football. Yeah. No, you're coming off.
Yeah. It happens to us so often, doesn't it, where, you know, teams are winding down the clock.
Yeah,
you've got to play the game.
Yeah, it's
you?
Good. It's man management of the game. You know, everyone does it. You know, it's taking down the minutes when we need it, giving the lads a breather, because it was a good shift out there. It's a heavy pitch. It become end to end at times, so it was just a bit of man management.
Two centre halves scoring the goals today. Who needs a 20 goal a season striker when you've got McArdle and Vance there in the team? Eh?
I know, it's about time, isn't it?
But you talked about it, you know, the players chipping in before, haven't you?
Delighted for Rory. You know, he's been unbelievably patient, and he's been great to have around. You know, there's been no complaining. Obviously, Percy and Romain have been unbelievable at the back, and he's been patient. You know, he's come in the last couple of games and he's been brilliant, you know, and delighted for him to get a goal.
And obviously there's a German influence at the club. Are they calling you Jurgen Klinsmann after your celebration for the second goal?
So
you
went
to the old splash
over.
Dive, didn't you?
Yeah, it was just...
We've got it on video, by the way.
It's what we needed.
You've gone viral.
It'll be on your Twitter account later.
It was the kind of just the emotion of getting the goal that we had so much pressure on him, and like I said, it was nothing short of what we deserved, and to do it in front of all the fans, and you could see the faces on them in the crowd.
It was a thoroughly deserved result. Flat the scoreline, I think, flatters Alder. You don't have to make it difficult though for yourselves.
Yeah,
you?
I mean, because they've conceded less goals than most teams in the league, so it's not going to be easy. They've got two experienced centre halves there. Three experienced lads at the back. It's not going to be easy to break them down. And we got in great positions. I mean, the ball bobbled a few times when I've had a couple of shots.
It's Tony McMahon claiming a bobble, the one that nearly ended up in Rochdale. In the
that happened to all of us tonight. Like I said, the pitch was heavy and kicked up at times. And it was difficult, you know. You always had to concentrate on your touch. You couldn't really kind of, although you have to, you couldn't really think of the next pass immediately because you had to get
the
it under
ball
control.
First. Yeah,
because normally it's like a natural thing to just turn out and pass it, but you have to kind of concentrate, then turn, then pass.
You love playing in that hole, though. Yeah. It's a great role for you, isn't it? Where you're just dropping off. Yeah. Two centre backs, you're not going to get too much joy against them, but in that little number 10 role.
Yeah, I do. Yeah, it's probably my best position. I feel with the movement that we have with today with Jordy, Marshy, Josh and myself and Lawsy, it was difficult to pick up. You know, we kept on popping up in all the positions, so when there's movement like that, it's always going to be difficult to pick up, and we knew going into the game that they'd play with the formation they did, so to shift them about and to get them kind of pop, like I said, us popping up in different places would have been so hard to pick up, and I think it was today.
Yep. And after 2.5 months out, you're probably going to be feeling a bit sore, a bit stiff tomorrow. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling good. I've been training now for a couple of weeks, doing a bit of running and had the odd minute here and there in the last two games. Unfortunate not to play Tuesday, but I feel good and I'm happy to be back.
And you need the game again on Tuesday down at Oxford then?
Love playing football, you know, and there'll be times when I'm tired and like everyone else really, you need to just keep going at this stage of the season.
Of course, there's a lot of talk this week about Charlie White coming into the club, and that might happen before Tuesday. As one of the strikers, would you welcome the competition?
Of course, yeah. The more strikers in the squad, the better.
Probably a very different player from you in some respects.
Yeah, I know he scored a few, and I've spoke to a few of the Carlisle boys, and a couple of them said that he'll be coming, but that was last week, so I don't know what's happening there. But anyone who scores the amount of goals he scored this season, regardless what league it's in, it will be a good asset for us. And the more people that can contribute to scoring and getting us points, the better.
Yeah, results have gone our way. Well, Scunthorpe came from behind today, but Southend have been held, and Fleetwood and Bolton have lost. So it's getting really congested. Be nice to go on a run of wins now, wouldn't it? We've had too many draws this year.
Yeah, well, that's been well documented, the draws we've had. To get the win today, coming off the back of Shrewsbury as well, you know, it was disappointing. But we're delighted with the points, and obviously we want to go on a run, and we'll be trying everything we can to go on the run. There'll be all the people above us at the moment will have blips where they go a few games without winning. It's up to us really to capitalise, because I think we're more than good enough.
And a tweet from James, who says, my four-year-old loves Billy Clark. Say hi to Billy from Tom.
Hi, Tom.
Yeah, so you've got to make his day. mentioned, you know, I after the game, when you look at the league table, yeah, Scunthorpe have gone back top again. Sheffield United weren't playing today. Do you think top two is still within reach? Because we made the point as well that with the amount of time left, there's actually more points to play for than you've already got.
Yeah, there is. Yeah, there's no reason. I mean, if I'm thrown in the towel now, then there's something wrong in there. We definitely feel that we can get up there. It's obviously going to be difficult. We'll have very good days, and we'll have days where we're not happy with what we've done, and that's just part and parcel. It's I feel it is up to us. We're more than good enough, I feel, to get up there.
And after all the draws that you've had, which is more than anybody else in about the top 10 divisions of English football, how much of a turning point might this be, especially the way that you've done it, you know, being pegged back and then scoring late on, and you know, you could just see the relief, you know, not just the joy of winning a game, but the relief of not accepting another draw.
Yeah, well, I mean, we've done every game with that belief and that pressure that we put on. I mean, same at Millwall, we put pressure on them, and so it's not going to change how we go into games or anything. We go into games the same way. We feel we're better side than most if we play to our potential. And I mean, I still think that if we do play to our potential, then we'll be thereabouts.
Well, we loved having you in the commentary box, but we hope we don't have you again this season.
Yeah,
you
know, I'm
saying that for the right reasons.
Yeah, me too, to be fair.
And first thing you're going to do on Tuesday night is probably go check the pitch when you get there, aren't you?
Well, some stadium. Quarter past six, I knew it was off.
Yeah.
So
Were you in an hour and saying to the other guys?
No, the minute we turned up, we knew.
Yeah.
But I won't say anymore.
Well, apparently you had quite an impressive warm-up, so, you know. That was,
yeah, I know, I thought I was pretty good. Yeah.
Well, good luck on Tuesday. Great to have you back, and well done today. Yeah, enjoy the short journey home.
Thanks for having me, yeah.
There you go, top man Billy Clark.